Is this thing on?
Mic check.
Is this thing on?
Mic check.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Never Mind Podcast, the podcast where I, Veronica Slajkowska, and my co-host
is Kyle Chase.
And we talk about all things
sports,
pop culture, sports,
politics,
and
grocery shopping.
All right. So it is a Monday morning here in beautiful New York. It is an overcast day. And
birds flying high, you know how it feels.
What
sun
was that?
Sun in the sky, you know how it feels.
We were.
What song is that?
What do you mean? It's a new dawn.
Yeah.
It's a new day.
Who is that? That's so Nina Simone?
No.
Who's that?
My brain, guys, my brain.
Everyone's going to be like this. Nina Simone. That's not Nina Simone, unless it is.
No, it's originally, I think, Frank Sinatra, but Michael Bublé has an incredible rendition of it that he did that is on par to Frank Sinatra's, if I am correct.
Frank, you think, is the original?
Google.
Now we just have to look this
okay,
up.
Okay,
God
Google.
Damn it. This wasn't even planned.
Well,
nothing.
No, the reason why I know this is because, so in... I had this musical theater class in my high school where you put on a musical that you write as well. And I did it 2 years in a row. And the first year we did this musical based off Clue, the board game.
Mm-hmm.
And I played the detective because it was a grade 12 class and I was in grade 10 because I knew that I was absolutely just designed for the arts.
Nina Simone, by the way. Thank you, everybody.
Did Frank Sinatra ever do it?
I will take my check. Thank
did Frank
you.
Sinatra ever do it? Michael Bublé definitely did it.
Michael Bublé definitely did it.
Yes.
And if you're ever confusing the two of them, we're going to have a conversation.
No. I just want to know if Frank Sinatra ever touched that song. If he didn't, I'll owe you a big kiss.
And I'm feeling good. Bam.
So that was like, I remember in both years, the musicals always started really.
Frank Sinatra Jr. did it.
Who the hell is that? His son?
That would be Frank Sinatra Jr. I keep putting away the computer before I look further than that.
Is that his son? Or is that actually him?
Let me just pull up the computer.
This is crazy. You can't be doing this.
One more time.
We need Connery back.
Frank Sinatra Jr. We need Connery back.
Frank Sinatra Jr. Also, how do we feel? Okay, wait. I'm just getting sidetracked already. We're 2 minutes in here. I'm getting sidetracked left, right, and center. So I'll continue with this. And then I want to go to the junior conversation after that.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's the son, Francis Wayne Sinatra. Professionally known as Frank Sinatra Jr., American singer, songwriter, conductor. He was the son, as he is since deceased, he was the son of singer and actor Frank Sinatra and his first wife, Nancy Barbato Sinatra.
Well, now we can put away the computer, can't we?
The younger brother of singer and actress Nancy Sinatra and great. The older brother of television producer Tina Sinatra.
Well, now you can look at me and listen to my stories about my musical theater class in both 10th grade and 11th grade. So
okay.
we did Clue, the musical. And the first, I remember both years, the musical started off really strong and then to actually continue the musical hard because we had to write them. So the first one was like this. And I remember I was like, there's a murder or something. And then I remember finding something and I was like, sun in the sky, you know how I feel. I had a trench coat on.
So were you supposed to use songs that already existed or was
I don't think that was mm-hmm. mandatory, but it was just easier mm-hmm. because we were high school students and we were doing other things like going to high school,
mm-hmm.
playing sports, dating, losing our virginity, drinking lots, partying.
What was that one in there?
Things that cool kids would do. So
the musical theater.
So they were usually jukebox musicals,
focusing on trying to do the things that the cool kids were doing, like the jocks.
Well, musical theater kids are known for being horny, extra horny.
Yeah, of course.
Am I in that category? Well, this is a podcast. I don't speak about personal stuff, so I won't answer. Yes. So, and the thing is, so then the next year we did Super Smash Bros. The musical.
Mm.
I think I have I said this?
Yeah.
I've definitely told you this.
Yeah, oh, you have.
But anyways, long story short, for those new listeners, hi, everybody. I ended up having a romance with Luigi.
And you were Mario.
And I was Peach.
Oh, backwards. That's backwards.
I know. That is, no, I feel like that exists somewhere on the internet. A dark part of the internet.
Oh, like a Luigi Peach kind of like she's cheating on the, with
yes.
the brother.
Corn.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Prawn.
Pornography.
Prawn.
Mm. Prawn is what you eat.
Corn is what you eat. Prawn is the lingo and slang for.
So, junior conversation here. Now I'm back.
Okay.
Junior conversation. How do we feel about juniors? And I'm sorry. Listen, I'll say this right now. I'm sorry if you're a junior. I'm sorry if you have a junior. I'll preface that. Go ahead. But these are just opinions that I have, and they're opinions that are correct.
I'm sorry if you're a junior, and I'm sorry if you have a junior is crazy.
It's possible.
It's just a funny thing to say.
So what do you think about juniors?
So juniors. Okay, so we're talking like Frank Sinatra Jr.
That's right.
And like including the junior in the name?
Specifically name, if you had a son and you named him Kyle Jr.
Mm-hmm.
But Kyle then, Chase Jr.
But okay, so let's say...
Already that's icking me a little bit.
Let's say his name was Kyle Chase Jr., yeah. which I wouldn't do. But then we called him KJ for Kyle Jr. Does that work or no?
That's the nickname, but the on the document, on the legal...
It does say Jr.
It does say Jr.
Yeah. You know, I think it can be cool. Maybe... lacking creativity a little bit. Sure.
I want you to go the fuck in. I don't want you to be
but I do know, but
meandering here.
I don't mind it. I don't mind a junior. I don't mind someone who's like, you know, one of my favorite baseball players of all time, Ken Griffey Jr.
Listen.
Son of Ken Griffey, who was also a great baseball player.
Right.
You know
it's,
what I mean?
It's just, because then what happens after that? You become junior, junior?
No, you become the third. Triple. Trip. Often,
it's not sitting well here. It's not sitting well in my gut here.
Often a nickname, if you are the third, is Trip. Trey is another one.
It's not giving narcissist, but it's giving love yourself. And hey, that's okay. You know what I mean? Like I would never in my life name my daughter Veronica Jr. Well, do women do that?
I was just going to say, it's interesting. No, because...
So men are murderers.
Stop that.
I'm just kidding.
But no, I've never considered that. I've never met a...
Somebody needs to study this.
A woman junior. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Someone needs to study this.
Okay, well, it doesn't need to be studied. It's because... Listen, it's because... traditionally speaking, in a marriage, the woman takes the man's last name.
Wait, what?
In which case, there wouldn't be no...
That seems unfair.
To be honest, sure.
Okay, hypothetically, in this hypothetical world, we get married.
Yeah.
Let's say in 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Hypothetically. Would you ever take my last name?
No. That's a no.
Would you expect me to take your last name?
I wouldn't expect it, especially...
But you'd appreciate it and you would prefer that.
I would appreciate it, but I wouldn't expect it. Especially because...
It?
No, I wouldn't prefer it because you have a...
Awesome last name that means Nightingale in Polish, and that's my Polish heritage and my family roots.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
So you wouldn't take that?
I wouldn't take that because my name has its own... personal roots to my family as well. And also, you are already starting and creating this career for yourself with the name Veronica Slavikoska. And I would say that 99 times out of 100 in cases like that, the woman just keeps the name.
So what would you give, like, you know what would you give me? Because I've thought about this. Maybe I fucked up in my career. I didn't get a stage name, right? Like, so what would you name, like, what would my stage name be? Like, what would you think it would be good?
As an actor?
Sure, whatever. Comedian.
I like the nickname Ika, which is cool. It's unique.
Yeah.
But it has to be based on, see, you don't have a middle name too, so it's kind of tough.
No. I don't want you to just make one up for me. Like, Emma Stone's name's not Emma Stone.
What is it?
No idea.
Okay.
Jonah Hill, not Jonah Hill.
That's not true.
Yes.
What?
His sister's name is Beanie Feldstein.
It could be a half-sister.
Full sister.
Could be they just, the parents didn't take last
not,
names and they just chose
name.
Different
not
last names.
Not his real
names.
Name. There's a lot of them.
Ika. You know, it'd actually be kind of cool. Just that. Just Ika.
I've thought about that. I've thought about that. If I was a singer, if I was a pop star, 100%. But not as a...
Zendaya?
Yeah, but I'm not Zendaya.
Sinbad?
I'm not. I'm just a girl.
But you could be Ika.
I think it comes down... Okay. Hot take. We can do the music. It's not that hot. This is, okay. I'm thinking of this right now. I've had a little coffee. My brain's working. I think that's kind of done now. The star, you know what I mean? When you pick your star name because it's easier to remember to whatever. It's the same. We're in an era right now of like influencers looking, like being like super polished. You know what I mean? Instagrams, mm-hmm. all those things. Like, it's just like boring, boring, boring. I think now it's like not trying is kind of in a way that's like just being authentically yourself and like.
Been saying that.
Yes, but just like, so I think now, I don't know if people are doing the stage name, star name anymore. But I guess it's Veronica is cool.
In acting, you mean?
In stardom. Besides a band, besides singers.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly. So in acting, because musicians totally do that.
Yes, that's it. But I mean, I'm talking comedian, I'm talking actors.
Yeah.
Like, is Matt Rife's name Matt Rife?
Probably.
Probably is.
Is my name Kyle Chase?
Yeah, but you have a great, this is-
Probably.
Your name is written for the stars. My name is written to- My name's written to make pierogies and give you them for free because I'm a nice girl.
And are they meat or cheese pierogies?
They are cottage cheese potato. The original.
Episode 40. What the heck? How
Guys,
did we get into episode 40? It seems like just yesterday we were sitting on the couch in the other room.
And now
we're doing this
here?
You
guys
be kidding me.
I'm Veronica.
And I'm Kyle.
And we are doing a podcast.
And this is episode 40. That means we are 10 times 4 episodes in, which is pretty cool. It means that we've been going for a while. I'm going to say it because I always have to. Hit the fucking like button. Hit the comment subscribe button. Hit the one other. Actually,
we have bonus Patreon. You know the drill. What's up?
Bonus Patreon. Live show.
Live show, August 8th.
August 8th in Brooklyn.
Live show, August 8th.
And
live show August 8th in Brooklyn, 10 p.m. Let's party. Let's get it down. Let's have a good time.
And we can announce this, but I forgot the dates, but that's okay.
Of?
Live show in...
London and Dublin. We're going
London
to Europe.
London and Dublin. And it's going to be announced. It will be announced the week that we are in right now. And it will have already been announced by the time this comes out. I love prefacing that every time we're talking about something like that.
Yep.
And we're rocking and we're rolling and we are vibing. Veronica.
What's going on? I had some things to say. Oh, okay. So it's overcast here, which means we played volleyball yesterday for any of the, you know, if you're a repeat listener of Hi Everybody, we're playing volleyballs Sundays. And so that it's a Monday today, Monday morning. We were ripping it last night for about 5 hours. I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
My body's like this.
The thing is, I was exhausted before we even started playing because we had a night out
in Dime Square. We did.
Trying to be New York.
We did. And I did have a couple orange glasses of wine because it's just summertime. But anyway, so I'm having a little bit of coffee. My brain's working. I have can we do a little improv scene right now? I thought of this in the car.
Okay.
Okay. So also I had an improv show this weekend and that was, I think I'm tired from that as well.
But for sure. It was a weekend.
Fun. If I'm ever in your city and we bring Improv But Good or you're ever in New York, please come out. It's the best show ever. It's so much fun. We rented headset mics and it was like, I felt like a fucking pop star. It's a musical improv show. It's so, we improvise a whole musical and we get some of the best comedians in the freaking world on it. And it's so much fun. I was just thinking about this. I was like listening to Birds of a Feather, still a banger, still going for me. It's still hitting for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be Billie Eilish and you're going to be Phineas.
Okay.
And it's going to be that us, them like writing a song.
We're making a song right now. Okay.
Okay.
And see me again.
Okay.
Do you like these chords?
G chord. 1730. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm loving that. Bro, you're my brother, right?
Yeah.
And you're also like my best friend.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
All right, well, let's get recording because I think mom and dad are going to be home soon.
Okay.
So, all right, you ready?
Well, I wonder what we're having for dinner.
I think mom said she was going to make her... Beef Wellington.
Beef? Bro, I'm vegan.
It's with impossible meat.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
I'm loving that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to press record and then you'll hear the click in and you know how it goes.
Okay.
We're going to start. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Beep, 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 beep.
So you want to take me for a ride? So you wanna see us tonight?
Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there. Sorry. Can we just get a bit? It's cool. Like I like where we're going. Get a bit softer?
Yeah, absolutely, bro. Absolutely, bro.
You know what I mean? Okay. And then like really, like when you get soft like that, you really have to get up on the mic.
Okay.
So here we go. Beep 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 beep.
So you wanna take me for a ride, right? So you want to take me home tonight?
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. Sorry, Billy. It's really good. I'm actually like really loving this. I think this is going to be huge.
Thank you, bro. We have the same mom and dad.
I just want you to be, if it's possible, just like a bit softer and quieter.
Absolutely.
For this song because what's
bro,
it about?
You I love you, mean? Bro. Okay, let's hit it.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Beep, 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 beep.
So you wanna take me for a ride? So you wanna take me on the night? Hey, we don't seem to know the truth. That I'm right behind you. Hey, hey, ooh, ooh.
Closer.
Can you take it? Do you want to take it?
Billy.
We got a hit.
We got a hit.
Mom, Dad, dinner's ready. End scene.
That was pretty spot on.
So, okay.
I hope she sees that.
I think that would be my nightmare. I don't think that's her real name. I'll say that right now.
It's Billie Eilish O'Connell.
Fuck. That's a cool name.
Yeah, because it's Phineas O'Connell.
Did I get the short end of the stick?
Crap. I went to one of my professors in college. His name is Billy O'Connell.
Yeah.
I moved to LA. Suddenly there's this Billie Eilish. I look her up. Her name's Billy O'Connell.
Are they related?
Not at all.
Well, we watched the Love Island finale last night. Take it away, Kyle.
So, okay. You know, once these last few weeks, right? It's kind of just rounding third, heading for home kind of thing. There's not really more drama. People have found their mates that they've picked.
This is a good one. Audio listeners only. I'm drinking a Synergy raw kombucha gingerade. This is the good one. Continue.
Thank you. And it's the part, I don't want to say it's boring, but everything that is dramatic, high stakes has already occurred as far as the relationships go. At this point, it's mostly about who has that strong relationship that everybody knows and loves and who's going to win the $100,000. And so now that's what like the last six episodes are kind of gearing towards, you know, is just
are you going
like,
to be honest or are you going to lie to our listeners?
I'm going to be honest. So we missed episodes, the last episode that we watched before we watched the finale.
So I think we missed about six episodes.
No, the last episode we watched before the, oh, it was probably six.
Yeah.
Was
Striptease.
They brought in a new girl.
Well, she's from the last season.
They brought in Cassie.
Cassie.
And of course, she gets paired up with Rob.
Yeah.
And Harrison.
We didn't watch any of it.
Harrison and
we didn't even see them get paired up.
His girl leave. But of course, that's going to happen. Anyway, whatever. We missed a lot of it. I was shocked to turn on the TV and see that Aaron and Kaylor were not in the top four, especially given...
Shocked.
I was shocked. I was.
I wasn't.
Given that, I don't know the rules of the game, I guess. If the rules are...
No, the rules are he cheated hard.
So did...
No, he didn't.
The winner.
No. Listen, no. Different. Different. I don't agree with what he did. But so different. Serena was giving mixed messages. She said she was still open.
You're right, you're right, you're right. She was giving
what, Kaylor was from day one.
You're right. But here's the thing about all of it is that they were the hated ones all over social media. Cordell and Aaron, post Casa. Yeah. Hated. No one fucked with them, right?
Yep.
So I was just assuming that as long as Cordell was still rocking, that Aaron would still be rocking. Yeah. But no, Aaron,
I think, went a little too.
Also poetic that both him and Rob were not in the final four.
Yep.
Buddies, right? Yep. So final four, you got Janae and Kenny, fake relationship in my opinion. You got Miguel and Leah.
Whoa.
Fake relationship
you
in my opinion.
You think who's fake?
Both of them. At that point. At a certain point in it, you have to kind of be like, at a certain point, you have to kind of think to yourself, there is a prize at the end of this that is not the relationship aspect. And so if you're not finding the relationship part of it, then you just go for the prize.
Listen,
I think some people were going for the prize.
You missed the episode where Kenny was bawling when he came back from Casa and hurt Janae.
Okay.
But anyways.
Fair enough. Well, I'll tell you what. The look on Kenny's face when he was told that he came in third place and was not winning the $100,000 prize was absolutely disappointing.
We're gonna keep tabs on these relationships and we're gonna see who's going the distance.
I mean
about 3 months.
So shocked.
Because that's when I'll forget it.
I'm so shocked that Kendall and Nicole were fourth out of those four couples.
You think they're the most genuine?
The top two should have been Serena Cordell, Nicole Kendall. I would have loved for Nicole and Kendall to win. It's okay. They got each other, so they did win.
Yeah.
Because I believe in them. I believe in their love. I'm in love with you, Kendall. I believe in their love. Serena and Cordell also, I believe in them. So they won, and they won twice by each getting a little 50K. And now it's over, and I'm going to miss them. I'm already excited to watch. I'm already excited to watch Rob on Call Her Daddy.
Oh yeah,
huge.
We were thinking that we were ending the episode yesterday. I'm going to miss these guys. They're like our friends for the summer. Speaking of Love Island, I'm listening to.
Can I say one more thing, yeah, really quick? Just very quickly. I do. You know, I was anti Love Island as we
also
started.
I love that Serena and Cordell won.
Yeah, I
love that.
Okay, I was anti. The show.
Yep.
And I think they got a really good cast this year. A lot of likable people, a lot of funny people, a lot of unlikable people.
Yeah.
And I love how much of a cultural thing it was. It felt very communal, and it felt like a big moment. You could not, and maybe it was just because I am watching it.
Yes,
and
it's,
so
it's
I
like
see it
this
everywhere.
Usually.
But it was just everywhere. But this time specifically, I did.
The ratings were up.
Huge.
Yes.
They had more than twice as many viewers this season than they did last season. Just huge.
Huge. Speaking of Love Island.
Yes.
Another transition here.
Okay.
I was waiting for it. Ready? Speaking of Love Island, Lonely Island.
Oh, another island.
That's right.
Which I would say are probably, like, if they were real places, two very different islands.
Absolutely. One is a comedy island and one is a love one.
Well, sure, I meant minus all of that. One of them is lonely, as in it's called Lonely Island.
And it the show could have been called The Lonely Island.
Love Island.
Yeah.
You think?
Sure.
Okay. So The Lonely Island.
It's more of a pessimistic view.
Sure.
So I've been listening to the Lonely Island and Seth Meyers podcast.
What's it called?
I think it's called The Lonely Island and Seth Meyers podcast. I think it is. I'm loving it. And they're going through all the... I'm doing a...
SNL history?
I'm doing an SNL... it's the summer of comedy for me. I'm doing a lot of shows. I'm doing... I'm watching the older seasons of SNL and newer ones. And some sketch shows like Mr. Show and Portlandia, all these things. And it's really good. I'm really loving it. And I'm learning just like, it's so fun listening to, because I don't even know how old I was when that was coming out, but how just terrified and new they were and like how they came up with all these things and just like learning how to trust yourself. And
that had to be like middle school, high school.
Yeah. Middle school for sure.
Middle school into like,
2006 or seven.
I was going to say five to like 2009. I feel like was that era maybe.
Yeah. It was awesome. And it's funny cause their humor is still like when I think about that time, even a little later, like Andy Samberg and Adventure Time and like Community and that kind of like humor, like they still have it, which is really funny.
But it holds up, like it's still funny.
It is funny, but it is like in a weird way, like dated. I'm like, oh right, like Andy Samberg was like so like I remember my friend Alex would just like try and be kind of like an Andy Samberg and like even had like the longer hair and like the headband and like we were just like really trying to do what they were doing and musical comedy. Like they made it kind of cool with like, even like, what's the one? Like eyes across the room.
Yeah.
And
jizz in my pants.
Yeah. They like at that time, like even the music was like, it was kind of a banger as in they really replicated the songs of that time.
They were hits. I'm on a boat.
No, that's what I mean. Like, but even like the and that like eyes, like when they say da da da, like when the beginning, like they really went off, and I'm like, fuck, they need to kind of do that shit again.
No, they made actual
bangers,
actual hits, and of course it's corny and you know.
But at that time, that's what it was, you know, and it was awesome. And but it is like, if you did that now, it's crazy just like how much obviously comedy evolves and stuff. But
what's the one that you said, oh, we like sports?
That was pre-SNL.
Pre-SNL. Yeah.
But then they had this one that I think they admitted too that it wasn't that awesome, but like, because they kind of started the, Now Please Don't Destroy Does It.
Digital shorts.
And Will Ferrell started it with Adam McKay, and then they went on to do it, which they talked about. And like, this is just a podcast recapping.
Recapping another podcast.
But anyways, I'm literally doing it as like, I just finished watching that episode, and then I started listening to the podcast, like the SNL episode, and then the podcast talking about when they wrote and how they wrote it.
Yeah.
Which was just by accident, and it's been really fun. But so there's this one, and it's with Will Forte. Also, Will Forte was like, oh my God, icon. Like, he was kind of like the first alt comic on.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, kind of a bit offbeat, had different ideas, like in terms of alt comedy, like, you know, what that is now.
I mean, he was in some, I mean, I, this was
he
definitely,
was in like traditional sketches, but like.
No, I was going to say he was in like Tim and Eric stuff.
That's what
which
I mean.
I think was post.
Post.
SNL.
But like, I remember MacGruber was like my favorite back then.
I can't lie.
You hated it.
Oh my God.
I loved it.
And like the MacGruber
and
movie.
And Gilly. I was also a kid.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Truly, well, Gilly's not classic. Like I was like 12. But it's Will Forte and Andy Samberg, and they're like sitting and like talking about something serious, but they just keep eating a head of lettuce like an apple. And it is a bit random humor.
But and that's funny.
But it was like, I see what like they were kind of, it was the kind of the beginning of something.
Yeah.
And anyways, it's just interesting listening to them, like, even though they were so new and young, that at the beginning they were trying to like conform to the SNL format. And then it was really just like about them trusting themselves, and they kind of got hired for doing what they did in this way. And I don't know. And I love how like they're still all friends, and I love how Andy Samberg's married to Joanna Newsom. Did you know that?
No.
Oh yeah.
I did not know that.
They don't talk about that, but.
Golden era though, that SNL.
Because we were.
As they said on the show, yeah. In the doc. But actually though, yeah. I mean, maybe that is what it is, but I loved that cast so much.
Definitely. They just were free and like.
Young,
Fred Armisen's a genius in my opinion, and Bill Hader. But anyways, married to Joanna Newsom. Do you know Joanna Newsom? You don't know who that is.
Yeah, I do.
Who is it?
She.
Music head.
Is from.
You didn't even know she was a musician.
The band.
Nope. She is the band.
Oh.
Peach Plum Pear.
Oh yeah, of That's course. Her. Okay.
She's a harp player.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Oh yeah. It's again, very much that era.
Big time.
Big time.
Huge. Like Juno.
Yes.
Soundtrack.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Which I just rewatched.
She's a bit more,
it's an awesome movie.
It's awesome. She's a bit more like fairy-like and mystical. But I was thinking about this too, that once again, the funny guys get the hot, cool girls. Actually, Andy Samberg, Joanna Newsom is awesome and very smart and whatever, but like just comedians going for hot.
What are you talking about?
Just how guy comedians get hot girls and girl comedians get called ugly.
Like who?
Me.
No. I'm talking about with the guys.
Like, and then maybe these are just hot. They're hot, smart girls. Like, what's his name? Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
But she's hot and smart.
Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis.
Yep.
And they are?
Hot and smart.
And?
They are divorced.
Yes.
Maybe what's my theory here? There has to be another one, but I don't have any examples right now.
Mulaney?
Mulaney went for a hot one. But that's okay if you're going for hot people. What I'm saying is these are men, no offense to them. I love them. A little bit, these women are not in their league.
But girls like a funny guy.
And men don't like a funny girl.
I don't think that's true. As far as men, girls liking funny guys.
Actually, I think Kristen Wiig's married to a younger hot guy. Can we look that up? Can I look that up?
Look that up.
I think she's married to a hot young guy. So I might have just...
I would also like to say...
disproven my...
First and foremost, that you're not ugly and that you're beautiful. And that you even step onto this podcast week after week, no makeup, showing that true, true self, that true beauty.
Thank you. My skin's been doing good.
And I know for a fact that there are plenty and plenty and plenty of fellas lined up, ready to knock at your door.
Think so? This guy's hot.
Hypothetically and figuratively speaking, that is.
This is a hot couple.
As far as lining
up
and knocking at your door, not to reference last week's episode, but they're figuratively lined up at your door. They're not at your door knocking because that would be weird. And we have now security installed.
Do you think I could date Jacob Lordy? Do you think I could pull a Jacob Lordy?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I think you could pull Jacob Lordy.
Do you think I could pull... I like this game. Do you think I could pull... Timothy Chalamet?
I'm going to say on that one that he is happily taken.
Is he still with her?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How do you know this?
There's been nothing of them being separated.
Nothing of them together.
You just have to assume. I think
he wasn't dating her. If he was single.
I think that you could, but I don't think you would want to.
Why?
I don't think you would like to. There's no way that he's... I'm not going to talk shit on Timothy Chalamet because I'm going to be friends with him one day.
He's gonna be on the podcast.
He's gonna be on the podcast one day. So yeah. I'm not gonna talk shit.
This is manifesting right here
on him. Uh-huh. But you know, I feel like he's a really good guy.
Wait, go off. He's my dream last night.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
I told you I went to college.
Oh yeah.
At 28 years old.
Yeah, get your degree.
To get my degree in something. Because I thought... Because my biggest insecurity... Hi, everybody. My biggest insecurity is that I'm dumb. And I always think I'm really stupid. And so anyways, I decided to go back to college in the stream. And then for some reason, I was still living here sometimes and commuting. It wasn't really clear. And then he lived in this really big house with his family in New York. And for some reason, he was either in my class... or something, but we were not dating or anything. We were just like friends in it. And I was like going to his house and I was like, oh yeah, I've been here before. I can't remember what...
I have dreams like that all the time.
Weird.
Just like where they're completely platonic relationships with people that I just think are cool.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Like I always used to... And it happened like multiple times. And I don't even know why, because I would say I actually never think about this person. Actually.
Whoa.
And I would always have dreams about just being friends with Miley Cyrus. Where it was like that type of thing. Where I'm like,
yeah,
in like a crowd of people. Yeah. And she like opens up a door and she's like, yo,
hey,
like,
on.
She's like, come in.
I love that.
I'm like, oh my God. Like, thank you for saving me.
Here's a fun game. Who do you think, I'm going to think of this for you and you think of this for me.
Okay.
Who would be your perfect celebrity match? Like my perfect celebrity match. You're like, oh wow, I could see you dating that person.
Okay.
And I'm going to think of, and it has to be, actually, I'll go any era, but they don't, you know what I mean?
Not like right now?
We could go, fuck. No, we could go right now.
Okay. Shit. Perfect celebrity match.
Yeah.
For Veronica Slutkowska.
But you could maybe like, well, whatever. Okay. Okay, I'm trying to think for you as well. Oh, Got it.
Okay, you go. Because I don't know.
Hunter Shaver.
For me?
Yes.
What is that? Why would you say that?
She's just so cool and beautiful and like, kind of like, I feel like you guys would look really good together. And she seems very sweet and caring. And I feel, and she's fashion-y and you're fashion-y. And like, I feel like that would be a really, and you'd have a lot to talk about and like cool.
See, that's another person who I often think about as wanting to be friends with.
Yep. See, I'm right.
Like, but that also goes with, you know, someone like Timothy Chalamet. Not that I actually really want to be friends with him.
That's a pretty good answer, right?
I did at first. That's an okay answer.
Okay, go for me.
For you, I'm going to say... I feel like... So this is my...
Also Charlie XCX. I could see that.
Okay. Where I'm going with you...
I'm giving you amazing answers, amazing women, and you're going...
No. Because this is what I'm thinking for you.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that you're leaning more, in my head, towards like a music person. I think that you definitely would want... I mean, if we're talking, you know, celebrity match, whatever, they're definitely going to be in one of the arts or maybe sports, but I don't think you would date a sports guy. I would see in music... kind of like, I'm trying to think of like dudes in music right now who are really on that sort of.
You could think not music too.
No, but I'm thinking music because that's, I've already made that decision.
Okay. And I have a follow-up question after this.
That it's a music person. You know what I honestly want to say? Because I just feel like it's like he would really, 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 I think, also benefit from the relationship. Benefit. Yeah, yeah.
Interesting
in that
word.
He's getting like...
Interesting choice of words.
He's laughing and he's like really just like, you know, in love.
Who?
Justin Bieber. And that's serious. That's not even a joke.
I like it. You think he would go for me?
Yeah.
He's happily married. I don't even want to touch that.
Married.
With a pregnant woman.
He's married.
Stop. We can't be doing that.
Happily married.
I'm not that woman.
But okay, but you said, you know, whatever.
That's interesting.
Charlie XCX is engaged, you know?
Yes, of course.
Whatever. But I could see that.
I would. Absolutely would love to.
I could see that.
I'd love to do that.
And then I also could see like a sort of enigmatic actor, like someone who you don't really like see a lot about. They're not really like online all that
Ooh.
Much kind of thing.
Well, you know, my celebrity crush.
Kind of like, yes, I do. No, your celebrity crush, but kind of like a Paul Mescal type.
That's my celebrity crush would fit that perfectly.
Yeah.
I actually have two celebrity crushes.
Is it him and Harrison Dickinson?
Wait, who's him? No. Aaron.
Who?
Aaron.
Who is that?
He's this amazing Spanish actor, rapper, and he is absolutely gorgy, gorgy, gorgy. And he is someone I don't think I could pull.
Okay.
Can you look him up now and tell me?
Can you spell
and
it?
And I don't want you to lie. Everyone look him up now so you can ask. And this episode of call is, can Veronica pull that guy?
This episode is called Can Veronica Pull That Guy?
I was giving you some goodies.
What's his name? How do you spell it?
A-R-O-N.
A-R-O-N. Aaron. There's a couple of these.
He dated Dua Lipa and FKA Twigs at the same time. And I've talked about it on this podcast.
So I'm just going to say that the first thing that comes up is this.
Okay, no. Okay, let me just.
This is this.
Okay, well,
I just want everyone else to see.
Give it to me.
I want everyone else to see that this is what comes up when I type that in.
How can they see when this is a podcast?
Because
okay,
came up was the Pokemon. You were talking about the musician.
Yes.
Okay. Very interesting. This was not what I was expecting.
What do you mean?
I was not expecting you to...
That's not him, bro. Stop. Can I just fucking look it up?
Okay, now
I'm... pissing me off here.
Now I'm confused.
I was...
Because first
him.
It was a Pokemon. The next time it's a Korean pop singer.
Oh my God, dude.
So who is it?
Then let me have the computer instead of you guessing. Is it Spanish? I can't with you. Pissing me off. Okay, why can't I? It's Aaron Piper is his name.
This is him.
This is him. I need to go to Instagram. Oh my God. Oh my God.
11.9? Yeah. Okay.
He's getting, like, you see what I'm saying?
This is.
He's tall.
This is how I know.
Oh, baby.
This is what I know that you like. You love a little mustache.
I do love a little mustache. I love a little tattoo.
You love a little mustache. You love some tatted.
I do like a little, like, well, it depends.
Something tells
me. Also, I love Andy Samberg. Like, that, like.
I haven't even seen it yet, but something is telling me that this guy has, like, just absolutely pearly white teeth. He's not showing them, though.
He has nice teeth. I think he's a little gap, which actually makes it even better.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying pearly white.
Oh, God.
Gap, no gap, whatever. Look at that.
Yeah.
Pearly white.
So what do you think? Could I?
I think you could pull him.
Thank you.
This because
is
I
the
think
best
you're,
podcast ever.
Because I think you're wrong about guys and not being into funny girls. I think being funny and making somebody laugh is one of the most attractive things for any person, I think. So I don't think it matters, boy, girl, whatever. I think maybe we just see it more often or something like that.
Thank you. So who would, okay, this is my question. If, like, as I brought this up, when I was thinking of yours, did you have someone in your head that you were going, I wish she says this person?
No.
Really?
I was just curious to see where you would go.
Who is a person that you think you could date that's a celebrity?
I don't know. I don't think about that stuff.
I'm just asking right now.
Someone that I think I could date that's a celebrity. I used to think, and this is, you know, far out of the realm of possibilities at this point, but I used to think that because, you know, Selena Gomez was single for so long. I used to think that, oh, I was like, you know what? If we ever ran into each other,
you could do it.
We'd get along. And we have things that we can connect on. We do.
I know you do.
I'm
obsessed with your crush on Selena Gomez.
It's not a crush, really. I just had the feeling that that would be the case. I think she's...
I think Clara would be a good one for you.
I think that she's very beautiful. And,
she is.
And, you know...
I'm happy for her.
I'm happy for her as well. But I wasn't like crushing, like...
Yeah.
In any sort of way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I did think at times, I was like, you know what? If we ever met...
You could do it.
That could go.
See, I want to play this game with you, but my answer is I think you could pull. Well, who do you think has more game?
You.
Yes.
I have way more game. I feel like maybe we've talked about this. I have zero game.
You have zero game.
Which in turn.
Which often, I love about you.
Often works in my favor. Zero game kind of becomes the best game.
I disagree.
Because there's this lack of interest that comes up. Even though I'm not actually not interested, it's just that I'm like, I don't really know what to do or say right now. And so because of that, I don't do or say anything. And because of that, girls think,
yeah,
why is he not talking to me?
Yeah.
What am I doing wrong that he's not interested in me? And really it's just, I'm standing there like scratching my chest, like, I don't know what to say.
It's cute.
It's how that goes.
Good, good. That's why everyone likes you, because you're.
That's why everyone likes.
That's why everyone likes you, because yep. you're approachable and shy, and you're not a fuckboy.
I've recently started to, and then even after like volleyball yesterday, I get a little like, I start to think about how I come off to people, and I feel like I'm actively trying, because people have told me before that I'm a bit cold on a first encounter, which I don't feel. I just am not the most talkative. I like to listen. I like to let people talk, and I ask questions as opposed to the opposite. And so, and I also don't want to be like too like forward kind
That's
of
thing. That's what I'm like.
I know, but for whatever reason, I don't know. And then I, like yesterday, our friend texted you after we left volleyball, and he was like, were you guys upset leaving when we were just tired and yeah. whatever? And so I worry though sometimes that my relaxed demeanor is coming off as being mean or mad or something.
No, like, I think people think you're shy, but that's it.
Really?
Yes. Did you have a zin last night too? Your new thing?
That's not my new thing.
Kyle's new thing is zin, everybody.
That's not true.
Kyle's addicted to zins.
No.
He's addicted to zinning.
I am not. I tried my first zin. I tried a zin.
And?
I was nervous to try it.
And?
I liked it. Because I'll tell you what, okay?
It didn't make you... I almost threw up when I zinned.
I've signed off.
I was spitting.
I've signed off.
You know, pre-puke spit.
I've signed off on cigarettes. And I used to be the classic drunk smoker. And I never bought a pack of cigarettes. It was just always like, can I bum one? Whatever. This is happening.
I want to see you with a cigarette. I feel like that looks so hot.
Once every 2 weeks, you know, I'm having a cigarette. But then I was just really starting to feel the next morning like extra hungover. Yes.
Go back to the zen.
Well, I am, but I'm just going to get there. I'm already feeling so just like hungover from drinking. And now on top of that, I have this just terrible taste in my mouth and all this stuff,
The zen.
But I loved the rush of the nicotine. I loved it. And because it's nice, you know, people know. And so I see a zin, everyone's doing all this zin. There's all this talk about zin, this and that. Jennifer Aniston, Zendaya, all these different things that people are saying out in the streets, right? That I'm hearing about.
Okay.
All the lingo. And so, you know, we have a friend who is our roommate, whose name will not be mentioned because I'm not going to out him
like
that.
No, we can't out him like that.
But he does live with us.
He does live with us and work with us.
His name
starts with an M.
And rhymes with
But we're
cycle.
Never gonna
But we're not out mentioning him. We're not going to out him.
No.
And he buys in wholesale.
That's so
online.
Fucked. That's so fucked.
But if you're going to do it, I will say it's a smart idea. It's way cheaper.
Yeah.
Way, way, way cheaper.
That's
But then you
so
just end up doing it more
up,
or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So anyway... We're with some buddies and a friend pulls out the wintergreen 3 milligram. Michael's, or our friend, is always rocking the 6 milligrams. And I tried the 3 because I'm looking into it because I've said this many times before, but I had a terrible experience smoking spice in high school that really messed me up. At that time, it made me really anxious and all this stuff. And I was very afraid to try anything ever again, which is why I haven't done any psychedelics, anything like that. So much so that I was kind of afraid to try Zyn. I was afraid to put a nicotine pouch in my lip. And then I said, fuck it. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to put this thing in.
This is at a dinner table.
It's going to be fine.
Outside.
We're outside a dinner table. I put it in. I did not go upper decky, as people like to say. I went in my lower lip and I let it in and it was cool. It was very chill.
Lower nicotine one, right?
Yeah, the 3 milligram. The way that it hits compared to smoking a cigarette is very comparable to how an edible hits compared to smoking weed. Whereas when you smoke weed, it's instant.
I've never done an edible.
Smoking cigarette, you're just like immediately hit by it when you put this in your mouth. It kind of like slowly comes on. And then the beauty of it is that kind of like a cigarette, it's...
Makes one drink into two drinks.
No, the longer you keep it in, the more obviously nicotine that you're getting in you. So you can take it out whenever. If you only want like a little bit of that 3 milligrams, you just take it out.
Were you like this? Like, were you like this?
No, it just felt like a very minor nicotine
buzz. Like a cigarette?
Like a cigarette. A little different. Wow. But it was nice. And it came on like really smooth as opposed to heavy like a cig. Like when you hit a cig, it hits.
It hits.
And yeah.
Whoa.
I tried my first Zyn.
Well, I've tried Zyn one time. And I can't do it again because everyone knows my history of the gum grafting, which I'm still not done with. I do my bottoms now, everybody. And I don't. I'm not a smoker. I'm not a smoker. I'm not a joker.
I'm a night joker.
Whatever. So this was maybe 3 Christmases ago.
Three.
And I'm home. I'm in fucking Canada. And it's Christmas. I'm out of the bars. I'm like showing off a new outfit. I'm going, look, guys. She's home. I want to catch up with my high school buddies. I want to see which hot guys that bullied me are now ugly. I'm at the bars. So then I get a little tipsy and I'm invited to this after party. And this after party, mind you, is with 6 people. So is it an after party? Not really. And I, long story short, this person is an athlete that had the party and has actually won medals in the Paralympics. And so I'm looking at all these, I'm buzzing now. I'm looking at all these medals.
Off the nicotine?
No.
This is buzzing off the drinks?
The drinks.
Okay.
And I'm putting on these medals. I'm looking in the mirror. I'm taking selfies. And then he's like, do you want to try? They're all Zyn. And I was like, fuck, give me some of that. Give me some of that. I love me that. And yeah, I ended up in the bathroom doing a little spit take going, needing to go home.
So here's the thing. How long did it take of you putting it in your mouth that happened?
3 minutes, 4.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I was like rocking. I was like hot flashes. And it was a terrible experience. Took a cab home in the winter snow and never tried a Zyn after. I have to pee so bad. Can I pee? It's like a 10. Everyone's seeing all these liquids. Go pee.
Conrad, this is where you make a cut because I'm not going to talk while she's not here.
But we miss you. I'm back. That also reminds me of a story.
Oh, sit down.
It also reminds me of audio listeners only. I may have just flashed my boobs to the camera. This is why you have to listen. This is why you have to watch it as well as listen to it. Do both. Give us both of those.
Give
streams.
Us both the streams.
So this reminds me of chew.
Yeah.
That was dip. The big one, dip.
Really?
And I remember trying that in high school at a party because I was very curious, but girls weren't allowed to try that. So I remember doing it in a closet at a party. Like
that
I hid in a closet.
And then
I think maybe like my boyfriend at the time like opened and was like, what are you doing in here? And I was like, nothing. Yeah, but anyways.
There was a similar thing to this called snus.
Whoa.
High school. It was a little pouch thing, but I think it was tobacco. Was the difference? Was that it was tobacco in a pouch?
That's what I thought Zyn was when it came.
No, it's just nicotine salt. There's a lot of research and studies done right now that say it's really not bad for you. You shouldn't get yourself addicted to nicotine if you're not smoking cigarettes already. But if you are smoking cigarettes,
then swap.
Then it's a good way to get off of cigarettes is what I've read.
Interesting.
However, these are studies that are coming from, you know, Philip Morris, I think, which is the guy, the company that owns Parliament and Marlboro. So, you know, they used to say that cigarettes are good for you. I saw this video where he was like, there's nothing that suggests smoking cigarettes while pregnant is bad for your baby. As a matter of fact, the baby comes out in a lot of cases smaller, which a lot of women prefer.
Fuck.
Insane.
Awesome.
Yeah. They come out smaller, awesome. Which people prefer.
Should we thank some people?
Yes, we should. But really quickly, Philip Morris bought it from a Swedish company.
Yeah.
I can't think of what the Swedish company's name is, but they were making Zyn for a while. They have been around Zyn since 2014. And they're like just now in the past, I'd say like 2 years, becoming really popular. I mean, right now they're at peak popularity.
Definitely.
But yeah, since 2014.
I think they could take it all the way. I think they can become even bigger.
Their branding is on. It's very similar to that of like how White Claw became so big, you know?
Yeah.
Just like.
Yeah.
And there's all this whole culture around it. Bro culture. Fucking corporate, whatever. I watched a little video essay about it. It's pretty interesting. All right.
It's time to thank our special guests.
Our sponsors.
Our sponsors of the show.
Since we're not selling AG1 or
anything for that
or
matter.
Mattresses.
The only thing I'm selling is
love and laughter.
And
life.
These good looks.
And these good looks.
So here we go. And this is when the music. I've got keys. I've got a lot of keys dangling on my chain. I've got a lot of keys and a lot of doors. Oh, where would they keep in store? I've got a key over here and a key over there. And what will I decide to do? Oh, open up a door one by one, and what will happen to you?
Hello. Ah! You've seemed to open me door.
Who are you?
I'm the toad of the castle. Thanks for unlocking the door.
Toad!
Hey, you let that toad get away!
No, I didn't! Toad! Why didn't we book it?
No, that toad just escaped.
Who are you?
I'm the headmaster.
No, the toad's in my pocket.
No, the toad escaped.
The toad's in my pocket.
The toad escaped. He's squeaking down the hall.
Let's go get him.
I saved him.
Let's go get the toad. Oh, Mr. Toad. Where are you, Mr. Toad? Hey,
He's gone. You let the toad go.
No, I'm still chasing after him. I've decided to chase after the toad.
You can't get him. That's the problem.
No,
you try
it's
to
not.
Chase him and listen
I'm literally
to me.
Running after him right now.
And I'm running beside you. You can't catch him. He's
Why?
The uncatchable toad.
Why?
Because he's been locked up for 1,000 years in that door that you just opened.
Great. So I'm going to go get him now so I can fix
can't
it.
Catch him.
What do you
him.
Mean? I can. Because I can go find him.
There's
and millions, right my wrongs.
So many people have been trying to catch this toad
but
for
he was,
years.
No, no, no. He was just. Wait. You just said he was in there for thousands of years, and I just opened the door, and now he's escaped. So no one was chasing after him.
They were thousands and thousands of years ago.
And now he's escaped again?
Yes.
So someone caught him and put him in
yes,
the toad
Yes, but it
toad
was not
jail.
A single person. It was an army.
What, two of us?
An army.
You and I?
At least 60 folks.
What's your name? We could be an army.
My name's Peter. Peter Spanbucket.
Hmm. Mine's Frawl.
Frawl?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
So, why don't we go after the toad?
Well, we could try, but we're going to need a battalion.
I don't want to step on any toes here, but it's looking like you're a bit... Are you a bit lazy or is it scared? I'm not quite sure what's going on.
This toad is not just a toad. You see, this toad is a shapeshifter.
Huh?
His normal state is toad. However, he can switch into any living creature.
What?
A bird. A beast. A bee. A badger. A bird.
No, he can't do that.
A bison. He can turn into any creature.
A banana?
Any creature.
A banana?
No.
Oh, I was just hungry.
But to catch him, we won't be able to do it ourselves. For searching for him has now become quite impossible.
No. I don't believe you. I think we can go after him.
We'll need an army.
An army?
Yes.
I have no friends. I'm just the key guy. Open up a door, find something more. Close the door. Oh, it's on the floor. Oh, how can we get a little army when you and I are just frolicking? Oh, tell me. Where can we get an army? And how many folks can we get? Oh, tell me. Can we get an army? And can we get them in the next 2 minutes?
Yes, we can.
You okay. See,
I have a secret society. These folks have been training for a very long time. And I think that if it is so very possible, we may be able to get them together to catch the toad.
Right. Well, do your thing then.
Okay. Calling on Finn Bruce, Lucy Walker-Cox, Sarah Dahlstrom, Zan, Aaron Ruggiero, Katie Chase, Eric Burke, Hayden Kuhn, Adrian Dubicki, Carlotta Arsenberg, Lily One of One, Bad Sick, Ashlyn, AO People Sponsor, Martin Legrand, Bella Pradika, Lo Lee, Jack Blore, Laura Strelitz, Holden McGroin, Hardmine Riley, Sophie Serenkowski, Kelly Beach, Hot Sauce Haley, Dana Kreisman, Manso Wiesa, Louis, Hannah Newsom, Daniel Vinard, Poppy Davies, Belle Stone, Emily Faith, Willie One of One, Coco, Mia Babadia, Andre Sanchez, Ali, Ben Hare, Favi, Antonio Mora, Josiah, Maggie Moran, Mackenzie, Deals for Reals, Isabel Ferrier, Danny Manny, Mazin Arbogabia, Stinky Yale, Jamie McPentagon, Adriana Ah, DJ Khaled Sticker Girls, You the Best, Haley Nelson, The Joy Hotel is the best band in the world, Austin Fertigalicious, Taylor Lanier, Lily Singh Quanta, Betsy T Bone Cornbread, Matthew Vandepute, Bank, Ruby, Veronica and Kyle are friends in real life. Ha 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 ha. Rob Dog, Bow Wow Wow, Savannah Luand, aka Lil Pip. These are the ones that
the
I call
army.
Upon to catch.
We must catch that toad. And then we will... We must catch that toad. And then we will... We will catch that toad. And then we will reverse time. End scene. We'll catch you next time, guys. We love you so much.
Woo!
And we love you so much.
And
we'll catch you next time.
So
and
much.
The bonus episode coming up right now.
Patreon.
We're doing it right now on the Patreon. We love you. Good night.
Night.